our opportunity in life is to respond to others, to respond to circumstances as they are, not merely as we think they are, as we believe they should be, as we judge what their doing and non-doing means, what the consequences are, or any other stories. As Bodhisattva's vow reminds us, in any event, in any moment, in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of this glorious light. Responding to others as they are, as the Buddha that they are, as the manifestation of Buddha nature, if I use fancy words, as the cause and effect, Buddha life coming together right now, means that we don't have to be caught by our reactive habits, by our judging likes, dislikes, memories of what they did to me, how unfair it is, or how wonderful it was, and maybe I can get more, or any of the other ways that we want to manipulate, play with, react out of self-centeredness to what is occurring here now. The, in any event, Buddhas that I'm manifesting, all we meet is Buddhas in myriad forms. All we meet is our own Buddha life in myriad forms. And yet, therefore, we have practice opportunities. Therefore, we have the opportunities of Zazen. Zazening is our opportunity to be as we are, rather than being caught up and attached to how we think, believe we are, feel we are, based on our story of this circumstance, inside, outside, this thought, feeling, emotion, inside, outside, our liking and disliking of this. See, this is sometimes most difficult for us because we are sure of who they are, what feeling like this means, what I have to think about and do because I feel like this, what it must portend. Therefore, this state is terrible. This person is deplorable. This feeling is unacceptable. See? Deplorable, unacceptable, terrible, or opposites in terms of, oh yes, I love that, I agree with that, that's exactly the way it should be. All of those blind us to the myriad Buddhas that we manifest and encounter. All that we encounter from morning to night are Buddhas in myriad forms. Doesn't mean that the Buddhas know their Buddhas, act like our idea of Buddhas. in any event, in any moment, in any place. None can be other. None can be other than the marvelous revelation of this glorious light, which is the real form of the universe. The sounds of the Buddha's tongue chanting the sutras in myriad forms, in myriad manifestations. The revelation of this moment light as the persons and events that we encounter. And yet, we must be able to respond appropriately, not in some airy-fairy way or some idealistic, but as is called for, and yet not be blinded by our reactive self-centeredness, our reactive habits. No, those come and go. Those too are nothing but any event, Buddha manifestation. And yet, we need not be blinded and binded by it, bound by it, so that our reactions just perpetuate suffering and harm. See, this is your Zazen opportunity when you're sitting, upright by yourself with others, and this is your Zazening opportunity throughout your daily interactions and activities, the daily functioning of this Buddha that you are. Don't need to use the word Buddha. Doesn't matter what you call it. Even if you want to use the words of other traditions, fine, wonderful. Be God, the God manifestation. Manifest the heart and hands of Jesus if you wish. Be Mohammed serving people. Be Mother Teresa washing the dishes. Be whoever you wish to call on to support you in doing what you're doing. You want to say the Holy Spirit. You want to say the Great Spirit. You want to say the Great Earth. You want to say nothing, because it's all just being yourself. No words, no ideas necessary. Just this experiencing functioning that you are. This Zazening moment. Thank you.